All right, I hit this go live. All right, we're live. I'd like to call to order this Medina Township Trustees. It's a regular meeting. The time is now 7:05. The date is August 5th, 2021. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
All right.
Mike Stilpa is absent.
Mike Stilpa is absent. All right. We're going to stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We can have a moment of silence for our first responders, our police, our fire, our veterans. All right. First thing on our agenda tonight is going to be our approval of payroll. So I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Check date is 08/06/21. For the amount of $40,215.74, with deductions, withholdings, and liabilities of $9,105.87, and submitting this two-page report.
Second.
Any discussion? Nope. Roll call then.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next thing on the agenda then would be the site plans. We have a few. So going in the order that I have here, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendations of the Zoning Commission and approve a change of use for Barsky Builders located at 3900 Pearl Road as presented.
I'd second.
All right, any discussion on this one? Are the people here supposed to be here for Barsky Builders? Are we requiring that now?
We didn't tell them, and they did get a letter saying that they were supposed to be here. Somebody was supposed to be here. But there wasn't anything wrong with it.
No, it was pretty simple. Basically, these are the guys who are going to use the building just as an office and keep some of their stuff there. And so I don't have any problems with it. So if you want to do a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Next one on the list is, this is the Design to Dance. So I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation for the Zoning Commission and approve a tenant panel for Design to Dance located at 2765 Medina Road, not to exceed 6.61 square feet as presented.
Second.
Okay. I do know that you're here, so if you'd like to say anything, or is there anything I need to know?
No.
Pretty simple?
It's right. An awesome sign. I don't know. I do good work. I don't know.
And I see you give them multiple choices, too.
Right? Yeah.
So, all right. If there's no issues with that, I'd like to take a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. All right, the third one. This one's for Crash Champions. It's I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a wall sign for Crash Champions, LLC, located at 3964 Pearl Road, not to exceed 65.9 square feet, as presented.
I'll second.
All right, is anybody here for this one?
Yep.
Do you have anything to say? Or
nope.
Okay. Nope, it looks pretty good. I would love to have had that Excalibur sword when I took that sucker down.
I know.
So, all right then, if there's nothing, I'd like to take a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, thank you.
There's another motion on there.
Yeah.
There's two motions?
There's a monument sign.
Oh. right. I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a ground sign for Crash Champions LLC located at 3964 Pearl Road, not to exceed 31.7 square feet as presented.
Second.
Second.
Nothing.
All right, so thank you. We'll have a roll call now.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. There's no third one on there, right?
No, there's not. Do I need to stay for the rest
of the No, unless you want to just enjoy us.
We don't vote, she can't. Okay. Oh, okay. I just sent out the other one today. Okay, thank you.
Does she need any of these?
I can give them to my administrator. Okay, perfect, thanks.
All right, my next one is Emerald Finishing. I saw that you were here, so... I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a change of use for Emerald Finishing Group located at 3575 Medina Road as presented.
Second.
All right. Is there anything that we should know or do? No. All right. So this is basically just, Emerald Finishing. Your guys are a flooring company, right?
Yeah. So we have a warehouse and was our old office in the 620 Corp on East Smith Road. Now we're relocating the office and creating a showroom, and then we're leaving the warehouse at 16.
Right. You guys are currently remodeling the place right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Could we get your name and address for the record, please?
Damien, then the address of my address?
Yeah.
330 Stable Drive, LaGrange, Ohio.
Thank you.
All right. So on that one, do we want to do a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, I got one more. So I would like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a wall sign for Emerald Finishing Group located at 3575 Medina Road, not to exceed 36.33 square feet as presented.
Second.
All right, any discussion on this one? No. All right, roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, thank you. Welcome to the township.
Thank you.
Ah, one more. Okay, so this one's for SH Transport. I would like to make a motion to accept the recommendations of the Zoning Commission and approve a change of use for SH Transport located at 3901 Pearl Road as presented.
I would second.
Thank you. Anything I need to know, or you guys are good?
Yep.
All right, I'd like to take a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Next part is item number four. It's going to be approval of appropriation status and resolution. So I'd like to make a motion to approve our appropriation status as of 8/5 of 2021. And incorporate this 14-page document. Where's the resolution? Oh, and it's going to be resolution number 08052021-057.
A second.
Any discussion or anything? Nope. Good. Then roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. It's not so hard. Next one, item number five, approval of supplemental appropriation resolution. Okay. So that's this relocation one. All right, I'd like to move to adopt a resolution number 08052021-058 to approve the supplemental appropriation relocation of funds from line 2191-760-750-2081, this is for the police department, to line 2191-210-345-0000 advertising. The total amount will be $4,000.
Second.
All right, any discussion?
Do you have questions?
I
don't have money about it before you left, but...
We know we need money for that.
Yep.
And so we talked about last meeting. All right. So the next one will be... roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Now, do we have any purchase orders?
Yes, we have some purchase orders. I would like to make a motion to accept for a purchase order requisition dated 8/5/21 for the police department. It's for Montrose Ford Incorporated. Car number 5 for the dollar amount of $1,948.15.
Second.
It's for steering repair.
Steering repair.
So, come to the quote, and they got several quotes, so.
All right. So, roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Like a motion to accept purchase order request dated 8/5/2021 for the service department. This is for Aluminum Athletic Equipment Company, and it is for the netting and posts around the recycle areas. For the dollar amount of $7,593.25.
Second.
And this is part of an EPA grant that Denny got for the recycle areas over in Blakeslee Park.
All right. Roll call.
I got one thing on it. Angela, is that money coming out of my department, or is that where we had that money, correct?
Yes, that's where the money was
received. That one and the concrete also, okay.
Yes.
Just to confirm it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
This is I'd like to make a request for a purchase order requisition dated 8/5/2021. This is for the service department. The vendor is Medina County Engineers. And this is part of a 2021 paver marking project for various township roads. Dollar amount is $13,176.05.
Second.
This is just, it's our share of a project that we pay them back, and they take care of this marking project. So it's pretty straightforward.
All right. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And the last one I have, this is a request for purchase order requisition dated 8/5/2021 for the Perrin Asphalt Company. This is for the concrete drive parking lot around the recycle area. It's another part of that EPA grant. This is a significant thing. We're very, very happy that Denny was able to get taken care of for the dollar amount of $109,000, which if you use that recycle area, you know it's deteriorating. So that's a good thing.
All right, second.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. All right, I think that is all our purchase orders.
Just for the public information on that grant, that was a grant for $98,000 is what I got. We got to pay up to $25,000 on top of that $98,000 as a way to work. So.
Thank you, Denny.
Good percentage. All right. Number 7 here is approval of accounts payable. So I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable from 7/8/2021 to 8/31/2021 with electronic checks 54-2021 to check 60-2021 with regular checks 31609 to 31631 totaling $104,052.01 and incorporate this one page report.
A second.
Any discussion or anything? Nope. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Okay. Number 8 on our list is approval of bank reconciliation for May. I'd like to accept our bank reconciliation for 5/31/2021 and incorporate this 3-page report as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All right.
Roll call. Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Next one on the list, number 9, approval of revenue status. I would like to incorporate, or I'd like to approve, I'd like to make a motion to approve our revenue status as of 5/31/2021 and incorporate this 7-page report as presented.
I'll second.
Any discussion on this one?
No.
All right, roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Number 10 on our list, approval of fund status. I'd like to make a motion to approve our fund status as of 5/31/2021 and incorporate this 1-page report as presented.
Second.
Anything? No? Good. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Number 11 on our list is credit card attestation. All right. So I, Chuck Johnson, Vice Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on August 5th, 2021, the Board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates of July 3rd, 2021 through August 2nd of 2021 as provided by the fiscal officer. Credit card accounts for Amazon, E&H or Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart.
No second. That's an attestation. Okay, thank you.
Yep, it's okay. We all get one of those. All right, because I did it too.
Yeah, no, I just remembered when it happened. Thank you.
It's okay. So next on the list is number 12. This is going to be our department head comments. So we'll start with Denny. Denny?
I'm still looking for an employer. I've been interviewing a few people. We did put an ad on Indeed. We got quite a few on that site, so been interviewing a couple of that.
Good. At least something's kind of getting something. All right, next will be our fire department and Chief Walter.
Nothing to report, thank you.
Thank you. I see Elaine over there. I need to report for my zoning.
How far are we on the foyer door?
How far are we on the foyer door?
Like, really?
20 feet.
As far as changing it, like...
Are you talking about the half door thing? Or the...
You're still yelling through the door, yes.
Gotcha. I know we had... mentioned something about that. I don't remember where we left off on that. So
we had some good thoughts on it, for sure.
I've been busy myself.
Okay.
I need to get to Medina Glass. I was going to see if they could maybe make a whole new window with a slot in the bottom of it somehow. I just haven't had time to get up.
Okay.
I'll put that on my list before I go on vacation.
All right. No problem. Is there anything else? Any other department heads? Oh, Alice, you want to yell at me?
Not yet.
All right. Good. So, all right then. At this time then, I'd like to make a motion just to open up the floor for public comment for the first part of our meeting.
A second.
All right. So at this time, I'm open for public comment. Are there any comments from the...
Roll call.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Now we can talk. Anybody want to talk?
Do the comments just have to pertain to the first half of the meeting?
That's good, but you know, we will have public comment after new business too.
Okay. Two questions.
Name and
address.
Who are you?
Bruce Christopher, 4160 Monterey Drive, Medina, Ohio, 44256.
All right.
Are we always going to have two sections for public comments going forward?
We're trying it out.
No, and that's fine.
Right.
That's
something we're trying since that the last meeting we talked about trying to.
We're figuring that,
and I just didn't want to see one because, as I understood it last time, there was also talk about having public comments, like in the beginning.
No.
I don't like that.
My thought with where we placed it is we went over some township business, so it'd be a good why it's fresh in our mind to talk about it, and we have our department heads here, you know, so we just had the department head comments, so that, I feel like that's a good thing that we can get some feedback, because we want to get feedback from the people in the crowd, you know, because we don't know what you're thinking all the time unless you're yelling at me in an email or coming to visit us, and, you know, so that's why we decided to have it like that.
No, that's, I think it's good. The other comment, when we were talking about the safety service levy, and we've been talking about that safety service levy for like 4 years or something, and we were going to put on 2 new policemen, but we never seemed to have the money. My gut feeling when I left here and thought about it for a couple of days, I feel that we should have a fire levy, a police levy, and then have a much smaller safety service levy so we can better track where the monies are being spent. Because it just seems to me that what happened with this omnibus levy, the money just went somewhere and we really couldn't account for it. I don't, maybe that's a bad choice, but we couldn't come up with why we couldn't hire 2 new policemen, and that's what was promised. So I think we would be better off to have 2 and then have a smaller safety service levy.
I can tell you why we didn't hire new fire policemen. It's because the chief didn't feel like we needed to have new policemen, even though, you know, we were asking to inquire and hire people, you know. The basic thing was, you know, it's the chief's decision, and, you know, and that was it. We Angela and I, and you know, this is all before, we looked at the funds. We knew that there would be funds there for them, especially with the COVID money that we had. We were able to back pay them, so that relieved some things. But the doing the footwork, hiring the people, taking that initiative and stuff like that, you know, so that's where that came in.
Okay, it seemed like through the 2.5 years or whatever, it seemed like it was, well, we don't have the money.
It seemed like
that was alluded to at times, let's put it that way.
Yeah,
and
you can say that. But hopefully, we're working.
Anybody sitting up there right now?
Right, we're working hard to move forward hiring people and trying to, to me, our priority is to get the chief in here. Obviously, we do need a police officer. You know, probably might be easier to get a police officer before the chief, but I would like to, you know, work on something because, you know, when we do hire somebody like that, I like them to be able to hire some of their guys too. So,
and we do have a search going on right now. As well as some.
I just want to be able to better track where and why the money's going somewhere. And if somebody says the budget's going to be X, and all of a sudden it's X plus,
right,
why was it X plus?
Right.
Then we'd still have this this fund over here, a savings service levy that we can take it out of and cover it. But then somebody has to answer why it was. Did we have more EMS? Did we have more?
It's important to remember too, Bruce, that the trustees are responsible for setting the budget. So the safety service budget, although it can be used for any of those funds, the trustees will decide where those funds are needed most and will allocate them or such.
And so, we do have individual accounts too that we allocate the money to. So we do track who's spending the money and where. Again, the nice thing with the way we were looking at setting it up is I don't always know what the police department was looking for. We have a fire department with a contract now, so we know that that's going to be increasing. So, right, exactly. When we didn't have a police or fire department going on and we were only paying the $230, the police were taking more of that account because it was there, you know, we didn't need to. So now that we have the parameters kind of set, it's going to be a little bit different. So,
okay.
All right, anything else?
Tom Morocco, 3775 Weymouthwoods Drive, Medina Township. I don't know if this is the appropriate time, but talking about police, has there been any discussion relative to if the zoning has changed that we're going to probably need more police than we currently have if the zoning has changed for the Sheets project? I gotta believe there's gonna be a lot of activity there.
I think the conversation that we're gonna need more police has been something that's been ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding that particular zoning situation hasn't been necessarily part of the conversation, but we have had the conversation. It's been an ongoing desire to have additional officers. So not specific to the zoning conversation yet.
Okay. Anything else?
Crop Pond Road, bank reconciliation. This is August, where's June and July reconciliation?
June is being worked on, July, the statements haven't come in yet, so the interest...
What about June?
I'm working on it.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, I've had some things going on that...
But this is your job.
I know.
And we should demand that we have what we pay for.
And I, like I said, I've had some things going on that sent me that, so we've talked about this at previous meetings.
That sounds like a personal problem.
I don't think we want to get into this again, so...
But she's working on them, so we'll look to them soon. Anything else before I close? All right.
Good question. Did you guys cover, sorry, the Antizano 502 on Grand Boulevard? Did you, I'm sorry I'm late. Where are we at in this meeting?
We are...
Public comment.
Public comment, the first one, so it's number 13.
Okay.
So you basically missed all the business stuff.
So if we talk about the, sorry, I just, the, about the zoning for the truck place on 42, is that already discussed?
Well, yeah, we've approved it, but you can discuss it.
Yeah, but you can, you did public comment, so you're welcome to talk.
I appreciate Alex's infinite wisdom on this stuff, but I've got a concern of having a trucking company or char wash repair facility and what it's going to do for 40, obviously, you guys approved this, it's a moot point at this stage. But, I mean, I do some work with a trucking company, it's on Brook Park Road, and Brook Park Road is a disaster from these 18-wheelers, and we just had 42 repaved and stuff like that. I've got concerns with it.
Yeah, we obviously had concerns. We did our due diligence, you know, because I'm also the head of zoning, you know, as a liaison for that. And, you know, we do actually have another type of facility just like that across the street behind the Five Guys and stuff that they have semis. They have, it's where they host, you know, hold their trucks and clean them and get them prepped for work and stuff. And nobody even knows that they're there. So this is kind of the same preface here. This is going to be just their Midwest area that they'll clean the trucks and get them ready to go back on the road. There's no transfer of product there or anything else like that. It's just basically going to be a spot where they can keep their trucks, and they're not going to be a lot of, you know, their big thing is keep the trucks on the road.
Right.
So they're gone for long periods of time or anything. So some of the things that you might have heard that were getting spread around.
I didn't hear it. I just thought of the concept. I'm thinking, I use that section, that corridor 42 all the time. And it's like, oh boy.
Right. From what we've talked with them, we don't see constant trucks coming in and out like what people are thinking, because there were some hot words in there, you know, like, oh, this and that, you know, but once you figure out what exactly they're doing, it's not the worst case scenario. And it's very similar. It's very similar to the one that's across the street. And you think they actually have more vehicles.
I didn't even know it was there. So you have a very good point.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah. Thank you. We're a little late to the game here.
No problem. So at this time, I'm going to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Okay. So on the new business, this will be number 14, approval of previous minutes. So all right. How am I going to do this one, Nick? So I just want to say I'm going to make a motion to approve March 9th or 29th. I'd like to make a motion to approve March 29th, 2021 emergency trustee meeting. In attendance was Mr. Stopa and Mr. Rannis.
I'll second.
Discussion on this one?
Just for the record, I wasn't here, but I did listen to the recording, so I was able to listen to it and then attest to the minutes. So.
This is the same with me. We knew that this was coming up, so we did our thing. So.
Nick went out to the prosecutor's office and got feedback on how we have to do these.
For this situation.
That we have the
transition.
Trustee that was not here, so yeah.
All right, so then I'd like to do a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right.
Nothing like reliving it on audio.
Mm-hmm. So next one is I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for April 1st of 2021. It's a regular trustee meeting. In attendance were Mr. Stopa and Mr. Johnson.
Second.
All right. Any discussion on this one?
That was a longer meeting.
Yes, it was.
Hour and 40 minutes, I think.
Yeah, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
And the third one is, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from July 29th of 2021. It's a special trustees meeting. In attendance were all the trustees.
Second.
All right, any discussion on this one?
There's a topic on there, right?
I mean, just a...
What's that? The single legally...
So this one was Medina Township Board of Trustees, a special joint meeting, Medina County Townships. It was Thursday, July 29th, and this was actually a unique meeting in the fact that all the trustees from the entire county attended this one, and Bruce Christopher.
Yeah, matter of fact, I talked to Prosecutor Forrester today and Lyons. We had a really good discussion about it.
Yeah. All right. So can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Next one on the list is opioid settlement resolution. So, I move to adopt resolution number 08052021-059 to accept the material terms of the One Ohio Subdivision Settlement pursuant to the One Ohio Memorandum of Understanding and consistent with the terms of the July 21st, 2021 National Opioid Settlement Agreement and incorporate these two three-page documents by reference.
I second.
Any discussion?
Further about the prep pass from that meeting.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
All right. Next on the list is the American Rescue Plan, the ARP funding discussion.
Nick was wonderful and went through the majority of this grant. And thank you so much, Nick, for doing that. This was what we had talked about this at the last meeting, and it was a lot of hoops to jump through, so he was very, very helpful with this. The way this grant works is we receive half the money this year, half the money next year. And I believe the deadline to spend it is the end of 2022, I believe, or maybe 23. I have to read, it's about 100 pages to go through, so I'm about 20 pages in right now. But when this came in, we got approved on the 30th, and they said the money, the half of the money will, which is $473,946.17, will be in our account within 10 business days. So, I don't know if you'll want to make a decision maybe at the next trustees meeting if we would want to amend our certificate this year, which would give us the ability to spend that money this year, or if you want to wait until next year, that's completely a board decision.
Are they giving us a different list for what we can spend it on?
There is. There is a different list, and that's what, like I said, the packet, it's at least 100 pages long, but I'm about 20 pages in, and there's some fine detail on this, so it's taking some time to get through, but I don't know if you've started looking through. I think you said you've been looking.
It's pretty daunting, but it does have opportunity. I wouldn't want to necessarily put it all off until next year. I think we ought to be kind of a little more proactive in areas of interest. So.
Okay, so then my suggestion would be, I mean, because we know the exact amount anyways, mm-hmm. so even if the money should be here by the next meeting regardless, but I would say that we put on, because that they always meet the third Friday of the month, so we could get them the resolution. I would say we would have a resolution to amend the certificate for that amount on the 19th, and then we send that to the county auditor.
We have to figure out how much of that we want to spend, or
no. All we have to do at that point is amend the certificate to show them the income, the revenue coming in.
Right. No, yes. I would.
The only thing that I have not when. when we got the CARES Act money last year, we did have to also take into consideration interest. And I'm not sure, I have not seen anything this year that's requiring that, because this is coming from a different source.
Okay.
So that might be the only hiccup with that, where we might have to amend the certificate again if that's the case. But again, I've not come across that yet. But
just so you guys know, that's the dollar amount that she talked about is half of what we're going to receive total. That'll come in this year. We'll receive the same amount next year.
What's the total?
The total is $946,000 and some change. So it's a huge thing, and it was Nick did a fantastic job submitting and resubmitting. So thank you. And resubmitting. He cracked the code.
So
basically we'll look at putting that on the thing for 19th on.
Yes, we'll amend the certificate in the amount that, and like I said, it should be in the account by then, but regardless of that, yeah, you know, we're getting that, you know, sometime this month. But I check the account every day, but stocking the money down. And then at that point, you know, we can put on discussion on how the money's to be used. I would hope to be more through these pages. They're very sleepy time reading.
They give you two different avenues. One is kind of a legal description, and that one's the sleepy time conversation, yeah, she's talking about. One's a little more layman terms, and that's the one I like to read. So.
All right.
Anything else on that? No?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, we're going to move on to item number 17. This is going to be the public record sharing discussion. You and Angela?
Yes. So, because just to make things easier for public, we've been getting quite a bit of public records requests, and to make things easier for Nick to find and to try to keep our costs down to going to Lighthouse, when our IT company, when we get voluminous records requests, we're still going to have to go to them. But for the smaller requests, it's easier if all of us try to copy Nick on our emails. It makes him, it's easier for him than coming to each of us, and it's easy, yeah, also for us, so that we're not scrambling back trying to find.
You do have a personal email too, don't you?
Months ago.
So I tried to find one thing. I was like, oh, I know Nick sent it to me. So I typed in the guy at Township. That didn't work.
Well, yeah, right. Because, you know, right, they'll find everything.
Yeah.
So,
but the other thing, though, too, just on this thing here, and I we get so many public records requests and everything. I have the theory that we do Township business first, and then we incorporate what we can with the public records. Sometimes I feel like we get so many public records that we're actually not getting the Township stuff done. And we just got to tell these people that, hey, we're doing our best with a low staff, and that's it. Unless, I mean, is there like a, you know, they say within, when I read the Ohio Revised Code, it says as fast as you can possibly do it in a reasonable means, you know?
It's a balancing act, Chuck. That's,
oh, I know. It's an awful balancing act. I mean, I see some of these requests, and I'm just.
Mike, do you have any feedback on that by chance? Mike Lyons of the prosecutor's office.
Well, it's a reasonable time, and it's, you know, there's no hard and fast rule.
Okay.
And larger and more burdensome requests take more time. So the best thing to do is keep in communication with the party requesting it.
Okay.
And let them, yep, know you're working on it. That tends to avoid conflict.
Thank you. Fair. Good answer. All right, then. Are we, anything else? That's
so, no, just like it, you know, if we could be mindful to include Nick, CC Nick on, you know, the emails that we get or send out, that would make things easier.
Like every email I get?
If you don't mind.
Well, some of them, I'll look, because like some of these ones are just like, you know, all these people saying, like, you approved what or what's on the docket, you know, so, you know, I think within reason, you know, but I can CC every single one of those.
You never know when they'll come back and.
Well, I got them all. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't delete them.
I don't delete them.
Unless you want to go back and look for them later, which is what I think the question that also maybe should have, when Mr. Cupp asked the question about the bank reconciliation, I spent quite a long time on that public records request pulling. You know, I mean, that there's one of me, and mm-hmm, when you spend a week pulling messages off of a. There's just only so much time to go around. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, right now, I'd like to make a motion just to move public comment up before executive session. That way we don't keep everybody kidnapped.
I got your depository.
Where? That was the depository. Oh, wait, no, that, I'm sorry.
So do you want to just table that for the next
I crossed it off already. But yeah, so basically number 18 was the depository contract designation discussion. We're going to just table that to the next meeting on the 19th. So it's not due yet, and Mike will be back. And so that's that.
No problems with it. It's just a matter of logistics.
Right. So then I'm going to say let's move public comment up above the executive session. And so I'd like to make a motion to open up the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Any other public comments before we go?
Sandra Villa, 3414 Hamlin Road. I just wanted to reiterate it again about the police chief. I know you guys are diligently looking for one. But as far as the contract, I just wanted to reiterate, if you can, you know, have the at-will contract versus, you know, no contract, just at-will employee. But if you do have to have a contract, I certainly hope our trustees will be a little more diligent at getting a contract that protects the township's interests. So please hire outside counsel, spend the money, get a contract that's going to protect the township this time. And I just wanted to know if you had any chance, I know everybody's busy, but with the question 10, have you had a chance to see to it that the Medina County Planning Commission's records are fixed in regard to that question 10?
I have not been able to do anything with that yet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know you're busy. I'll probably keep mentioning it because it is important, I think, to get that fixed.
Very good.
Okay.
That's okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Anybody else? Mr. Krupp?
Krupp, Glen Road. I was dumbfounded at the last meeting when I heard how much or how little the maintenance department workers were getting paid. When I retired over 20 years ago, the laborer made $20 to $25 an hour. Someone with a CDL made $25 to $30 on up. Come on, guys, that was 25 years ago.
Well, again, from what we were talking here, our four main guys do make well above all of that.
I'm not talking about the four main guys.
So you're talking about our $10 an hour kids that are...
If you don't pay them enough money, then who's going to plow your streets? Who's going to clean out your ditches?
I promise you, these are conversations that we are engaging with, but I hear what you're saying. And
I would go as far as to recommend you give everybody a $2 an hour raise until you get it figured out what you're going to do. Those jobs, if you have a CDL, you can go to war and get a job paying a whole lot more than what you're paying these people.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Anything else? Anyone else? Okay.
No, you can't steal our CDL drivers either.
Just saying.
Just kidding.
All right, so I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, so the last thing on our list is executive session to discuss employee discipline. So I would like to make a motion to go into executive session with our trustee, our fiscal officer, and our legal counsel, Mr. Mike Lyons.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
And the time is?
So at the time, we're going to put the, it's 7:48. Do I hit the gavel or anything?
Nope. You can. If you want to.
I won't get too many opportunities. The time is now 8:16. Trustees, the fiscal officer, and our Mr. Lyons from the prosecutor's office have returned from executive decision where no decisions have been made. At this time, are there anything else for the board of trustees?
No.
Nothing? All right then. So again, the time is 8:16. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn our trustees meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Thank you.
Is this still 8 something?
Or
just wait.